Are we living in a revolutionary moment? Fareed Zakaria makes the case that we are. And if he's right, there's a lot at stake.
I think the stakes are really liberal democracy. What has happened is the people who are displaced, anxious, angry, radicalized, the focus of their ire, their attention, is basically to tear down the system, you know, the world that produced all this.
Hear more this week on The Gray Area, available wherever you get your podcasts.
If you're looking for an elite cannabis destination, make the wise choice, Mo Greens, the premium consumption lounge in the heart of San Francisco. Go to mogreens.com to plan your visit.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Guys Drink Whiskey Highballs. Okay, that's from Kelly MNJ on Patreon. We've added a bunch of new things on Patreon to get you to join the 420 Club at patreon.com/gettingdug. You get exclusive access to our post show that we'll do later today called Doing Doug with Dabs. And we'll sign a blue card and send it off to you if you sign up. And then you also have access to the pre-show live stream, which we're about to do in a few moments. Very excited about the new Getting Dug with High merch store. It's up and running right now. We have, of course, the mug that's, look at that. It's smaller than the one we have on set. So it's probably more reasonably priced. We also have t-shirts. I love this design. It's a whole robot thingy with my face in the screen and his chest. If that doesn't become like a Pixar movie or something, I don't know what's wrong with the world. Then, of course, just straight up Getting Dug with High from, you know, the more bold people out there that just want to... Oh, look at this. They got this one in gray, too. Wow. Oh, and it's got this on the back. These are beautiful. They feel great. Oh, you could sleep on them. I wouldn't be good on QVC. Oh, check this out. Holy shit, a hoodie. Oh, this is nice. I like this. I don't know why I should just be wearing this on the show. Maybe I'll wear it on this second episode today. Go to tpublic.com. It's on the screen. You can figure it out. /store/GettingDugWithHigh and get your Getting Dug with High merch. Doug plugs. I'll be doing stand-up this Saturday and taping the Doug Loves Movies podcast this Sunday, both at Helium Comedy Club in Indianapolis, Indiana. Both shows are at 420, and Doug Loves Movies is back at the Comedy Cellar at the Rio Hotel in Las Vegas on Saturday, March 30th at 420. For all of my dates, go to DougLovesMovies.com and enjoy the show. Now it just goes black.
No.
Thank God.
Hi. Blast off. Here we are in this basement once again live. I've been out on the road for a few weeks and holy crap, my alarm's already going off. It's 19 minutes after the hour. Me and my guests have 1 minute to start smoking. So
I think I can handle this pressure to choose from
you guys. It's Allison Becker's first time, everybody.
Thank you.
That is... It's like this crew of five went to clapping school. Like they went to clapping academy because that was loud and robust. And thank you for being here.
Thanks for having us. And speaking for both of us.
And of course, you better. John is here too.
Of course.
Third time?
Of course he is.
Yes, and this one will be a charm.
Who'd we say was on the second one? Oh yes, Jacob Siroff, that's right. All right, well yeah, this is gonna be the chart topper of all your appearances on this show.
Do we know what's in these? I mean, besides weed?
Yes.
One of them is
yes,
PCP.
A little bit of cocaine.
One is PCP,
just a sprinkling,
he won't tell you which one.
There's some pesticides that we like. No, there's
we have 1 minute, fam.
A sativa called Clementine.
Ooh, I like
okay.
it.
Yeah.
Do you have a? I'll let you go first.
We all have to start right.
What, the
right
anal
now,
beads one?
It's 20 minutes after the hour.
This one.
Which means it's 4:20.
I always accidentally take the most phallic one.
Yeah, there it is. There's a carb on there, as we like to call them. Look at us go.
I like leaving my house going like, I have to go to work, and then getting an Uber and coming and getting high
That's
on camera.
That's exactly what I said to my boyfriend. Yeah, like, I gotta go to work.
I said, I was like, can you do the dishes? I have to run. I have
That's
to go.
That's what mine was doing. Dummies.
Yeah, you you tricked them good. This is a beautiful new pipe that we're just adding to the table today.
How does that thing work?
I don't know. I mean, I just did it and it worked great. I was hitting it earlier with no water in it, and then somebody pointed out on the Patreon pre-show that it's a bubbler.
I like the looks of that bad boy.
So you get that nice bubbling effect.
What does it say on it?
Looks like it's going to be hard to clean, though.
You don't have to clean it. You have people to do that
I
for
do.
You.
I do. Sesh Supply. It's all about soaking in alcohol.
Yes.
Is alcohol what I do while someone else cleans it. yeah, the shaking, you shake it up too.
Yeah, a little sea salt and alcohol and chug it.
So you go down to the beach with a can of PBR.
Yeah. And your bowl or your piece and just jump in.
Get in there, mix up the seawater and the beer.
Do you clean yours?
I mostly smoke joints.
Yeah, me too.
For that reason, because I don't like I. What I do is I get enough free bowls due to weird circumstances,
yeah, I haven't had
and then
to
I
circle
use it until
either.
It's disgusting, and then like give it to a homeless guy
or girl.
Fair enough. Actually, no. I only give it to homeless men. I'm not that progressive.
Yeah, that's fair.
Well, white straight homeless men only.
So we also have standing by if you're into that sort of thing an indica. In this little tiny one here, and it's called Mr. Nice OG.
Okay.
That's gonna make me sleep.
Mr. Nice.
But I wanna smell him.
I don't think that. Am I like. It doesn't work on me, indica or sativa. I can't even tell.
Yeah, you're like that dude that says, like, oh, coffee doesn't work for me. And then you're just like, oh, I can't fall asleep.
No. I will
Is that
readily
you?
Admit
Are you that guy.
No, I'm just saying sativa and indica to me, I'm just like, if I'm happy if I'm like excited when I smoke, I get
it
more excited.
Make you
if I'm
sleepy?
Tired, I get more tired. It all depends on what angle I'm in for some reason.
Oh, I like that though.
Yeah.
It does, to me, it does make me focus, and the focus could be on doing something or on falling asleep.
Right.
You know what I mean? It is, it doesn't intensify everything.
I couldn't fall asleep on a sativa.
Really?
I would just be up.
It gets you that, it's almost like
it
caffeine.
It gets amped, yeah.
I can fall asleep on sativa on camera, and I will.
Ooh.
There he goes.
Interesting choice. We got to have him back. He fell asleep the whole time. Oh, wait, this is still going. I almost poked a bowl.
That would
be this
cool
is Jane West.
Fell asleep.
I like Jane West.
Really?
That's the little pipe. It's like very pretty glassware aimed at ladies, and I'm a lady.
Well, that's that's good on them because nobody ever comes in and picks up any of the pipes and knows who made them. So that message got through. A lot of this stuff is from Chameleon Glass, though, and I'm always thanking them for sending me stuff.
I didn't even notice the eyeball. This is pretty dope.
Yeah.
That one's got slightly more
creepy.
Phallic.
That's creepy.
Even more phallic than I originally thought, now that it has, like, literally a foreskin.
Yeah, and it's got an interesting texture, that one. I'm always never completely comfortable with
yeah,
it.
Yeah, is it, feel that.
Sorry.
Sorry.
Guys, I know what this feels like. Oh, okay.
It gets worse with something else on this table.
Wait, no.
Might as well get it over with, guys. If we're making jokes about phallic pipes, check this weirdo out.
Oh my God. Hit me in the face with it.
Please, you gotta ask nicely.
It almost has that like leprechaun style pipe.
Yeah, it feels Gandalf a little bit.
Yeah, or a smart guy in a library, you know, about to introduce a documentary.
Sir, please be quiet. No, we're going to watch King of Kong.
Allison, since it's your first time on the show, we always like to ask people their high history. Like, how did you... how did you get started?
I was like, shut your walkie-talkie up.
That's the question. Now I answer it.
Yes.
Okay.
You can tell.
Okay. just want to make sure I understand the format of this. Okay, cool.
You can tell Allison's a first timer because she doesn't realize how uncomfortable the cards part of it all becomes. When Doug starts playing games that you're not ready to play.
I am
uncomfortable. I like that.
I started smoking hash when I lived in Switzerland.
Whoa.
When I lived there like my freshman sophomore year of high school there. So I
1977.
Yeah.
Okay.
And
I'm helping.
Yeah, and
so
I
hash,
started
off with hash.
Yeah.
And then how'd you graduate to?
Then I just moved back to the States and no one knew what hash
word,
was.
For lack of regular.
And they just had weed and I was like, cool, I'll smoke this.
Okay. So it's always been a part of your life and not.
Not weird. Is that what you were going to ask?
Has it always been a part of your life? Has it ever been weird?
Did you ever take breaks? You know,
yeah,
did you ever find it to be a problem at all?
Not a problem, no. But I, in high school and college, I definitely drank more and then got back into weed after college because I was like, oh, this makes me not feel shitty like the way alcohol does.
Right, yeah, and that's the trouble with college. If you're just running with people that just drink, although these days, I bet you everybody in college smokes.
Yeah, I didn't smoke weed in college. So that
you
was
didn't?
Weird.
Me
but
either.
I smoked weed in high school and then I started again
oh,
when
okay.
I was 25.
Yeah, that's based, yeah, I yeah. kind of did the
I
same
got,
thing.
Like, I got way too into drinking.
Same.
Yeah.
It's binge drinking is a real like threat
fun
that
activity.
Needs to be talked
oh,
about.
Sorry. I thought we were going to say it at the same time. Wait, so I'm supposed to put this whole thing down my throat
yeah,
when
yeah,
I hit
yeah,
it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No.
Okay.
Wait, did you guys
be
watch
careful.
That show that was directly after the Super Bowl? It was like a
Whiskey Cavalier.
No,
but wait, that was after
that.
The Oscars or Emmys or whatever.
It was like one of those like talent shows.
Yeah, okay.
But like, and I don't know about you, but I was in a room full of people who was just like, "Oh, this sucks. Why are we watching this?" But then we watched the whole thing. And it was a guy was putting swords down his throat. That was a terrible story, sorry. But you reminded me of that. And somebody out there tweet at me, you motherfucker. Somebody
please,
knows
please
what I'm talking
us.
About.
Please tweet
somebody
it
somebody knows the dumb show that was
it's
on
not
the
Whiskey
Super Bowl.
Cavalier, that's okay. for sure. That's
I thought their names were going to be Whiskey and Cavalier.
That is their code names.
Oh, okay.
Because they're WNC.
Okay, that makes sense.
Somebody auditioned for the pilot and read
oh,
the
so you haven't watched any of it?
Nope, I just
Do you
read.
Remember what happened in the audition? I mean, like, in the scene you were in?
Yeah, I was talking with a bag over my head, maybe.
Oh, like, were you like,
hey, no, the,
let me out of here!
Yeah, no, the casting director was like, let's try this one with a bag on your head. She put a plastic bag over my head in the middle of the audition. I'm pretty sure it wasn't for a movie.
I had to audition for a scene once, like in a style show like that, like a cop show. And in the scene, I was playing a cop who was chasing someone with a gun. And I walk in, and the casting director's like, okay, have a seat. And I was like, can I do it standing up? Because, you know, I'm chasing. She goes, no, do it sitting down. So I had to literally be like, stop or I'll shoot! Like, sitting down. It was so dumb.
You're like, I already feel so dumb doing anything in this room, and now you have to, like, add a layer to
it. I hate it.
Casting directors should sit with their back to you and turn around if they like what they hear.
Right, there should be four of them.
They
and the short,
the
black,
voice.
Bald one should turn around.
That would make me feel so much better.
I would actually enjoy knowing when there's a group of four people sitting there, which ones actually did respond to it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
At like maybe two of them liked it and it was kind of, they had to kind of argue for a while before yeah. saying no.
Yeah, I just didn't want, don't tell me I'm an abject failure. Let me know there was a slight chance at one point. Give me, that is the thing that keeps you going in this business. It's like, tell me I got kind of close. Your manager's like, sure. Don't
yep,
give up.
Yep.
Yeah, it was almost you, bro.
Sometimes none of the chairs turn around on The Voice. They'll sing the whole song
and
no one will turn around. And
sorry,
it only happens once in a while. But they really lay on the story thick before it happens.
Of course. You know, you can almost tell. Like, they're not going to turn around. This guy's story is too sad.
But wait, I don't watch it. Do they do like American Idol style ones where people tank on purpose? Or are they all like pretty good?
Oh, no, they bring in people that can sing.
Yeah.
Okay.
They just, sometimes
so
the four judges
really
aren't just like, the four judges don't, their genre doesn't write for them.
Oh,
or maybe
that's heartbreaking.
Maybe that one night they were a little pitchy or something. I don't know.
Can you imagine getting that close?
No, it's it is devastating when it happens. It makes me not want to watch that part
but
of
do.
It.
You do.
I would sing Bonnie McFarlane.
Watch it.
So that they
what
would
you sing?
I would sing that song by Bonnie McFarlane as "Turn Around," and see if I could get him to turn around just by accident, by
totally
just like accident. Yeah, that's the song. I'm like, why can I only remember two words? Turn around.
Bonnie Tyler, not Bonnie McFarlane.
Bonnie McFarlane's a comedian. That makes way more sense.
Bonnie McFarlane.
You lost me at Bonnie McFarlane. I was just like, she doesn't have any songs.
I lost myself at that
Wait,
moment.
We also saw a move to the guy who sang "Don't Worry, Be Happy." When you said Tammy. No, you said Bonnie McFarlane, and we moved to Bobby McFerrin.
Okay. But he was at Bonnie McFarlane.
Okay, okay.
And I'm... What should I do next?
I'm already
well, the answer,
very
yeah,
happy.
Say, the answer is not stop.
It's like Christmas morning. You really
this is so exciting.
Up in the right order.
I like fucking with these long boys.
There's a sentence out of context.
Oh, shit. Chubberama.net is on fire again.
It's just on a loop of you saying over and over.
Bearbait.org.
Oh, I got to name some people that are Patreon members.
Okay.
Andreas Anderson, Cannabis Bob. Hold your applause until the end.
Oh, sorry, my bad.
Cannabis Mike, Cannabis Dave, Cannabis Ron,
Manny,
Cannabis Joe 2,
Manny Vega, Asher Sloth, Ricky Aldridge, Kale Aubrey Anderson. That's a classy name right there.
Yeah.
It's like so classy it sounds familiar.
Mm-hmm. Kale with a K or Kale with a C?
C.
Oh, good, thank God.
Eli Gray. Michael Sean Taylor, someone who wishes to go by just Ben.
All right.
It's
it has to be
Michael Jackson's rat friend, Ben.
Oh my God! I thought you were calling the guys from the documentaries rats.
People are like,
that.
Was Michael Jackson weird? Well, he did have a love song that he sang to a rat.
Turns out that was the worst thing he did.
And Natanan Sankasaba. I hope I said that right. Natanan Sankasaba. Is that how you say that?
Now I can pause.
Yes. Thank you very much.
Natanan?
We did it.
Yeah.
Just in time
Sankasaba? No, I like the way you said it better.
Sankasaba.
Sankasaba. Yeah, you nailed it.
I think you got it.
Great job, guys.
You hold on to that for us, Becker.
Yeah, here, can you sign it? Can you notarize that? Mm-hmm. And we have to go to our first of two breaks. Hanging in, is everybody good?
Yeah, I gotta bounce at the break.
Okay. We might be back. I'll be back for sure after these messages.
Hi, Graham.
Hey everyone, this is Jesse David Fox, host of Good One, a podcast about jokes. I am proud to announce that I have personally won the Streaming Wars. And there's a new docu-special on Peacock based on our own Vulture podcast. Good One, a show about jokes, follows Mike Birbiglia as he develops new material, taking audiences through the process of transforming personal stories into stand-up. Featuring interviews with Mike's family and comedy colleagues like Seth Meyers, Hasan Minhaj, and Asko Akatsuka, Good One, a show about jokes, is streaming now only on Peacock.
Guys, do you wish you could get back to being confident? You'd be ready to go if the mood strikes? Now you can increase your performance and get that extra self-assurance in bed with BlueChew.com. BlueChew.com brings you the first chewable with the same FDA-approved active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis. They work twice as fast as a pill, so you can be ready whenever you need to be. Take them anytime, day or night. And don't think you need to be dealing with dysfunction to take BlueChew. It's for any guy who wants to improve their performance in the bedroom. Blue Chew also takes away all the awkwardness of in-person doctor's visits and no waiting in the pharmacy. The way it works is you get prescribed online and shipped straight to your door in a discreet package. Blue Chew is made in the USA, and since it ships direct, it's cheaper than a pharmacy. Visit BlueChew.com and get your first shipment free when you use our special promo code Doug. Just pay $5 shipping. That's BlueChew.com. Promo code D-O-U-G. To try it free. Blue Chew, the better, cheaper, faster choice.
Jury selection continues this week in a Manhattan courtroom where former President Donald Trump is on trial for falsifying business records. Prospective jurors were asked 42 questions aimed at determining whether they can be fair and impartial, such as, can you be fair and impartial? Have you ever been a Boogaloo boy or in Antifa? And what podcasts do you listen to? Trump's required to be present in the courtroom for this trial that could last until June. And he's been talking to reporters before he goes into the courtroom.
I should be right now in Pennsylvania, in Florida, in many other states, North Carolina, Georgia, campaigning. This is all coming from the Biden White House because the guy can't put two sentences together. He can't campaign. They're using this in order to try and win an election.
Donald J. Trump in court this week on Today Explained, every weekday, wherever you get your podcasts.
If you're looking for an elite cannabis destination, make the wise choice Mo Greens, the premium consumption lounge in the heart of San Francisco. Let our expert bud tenders guide you through our extensive menu to tailor your experience. Mo Greens, where premium cannabis products and unparalleled customer service go hand in hand. From flower, pre-rolls, vape pens, topicals, concentrates, edibles, and accessories, all adults 21 and over can shop, relax, and enjoy cannabis in this safe and comfortable space. Plus, the Wi-Fi is speedy. Try one of our three lavish consumption lounges where you can chill, work, create, stop in for a quick smoke, or enjoy some pregame time with your folks. Located in a historic building on Mid Market Street, we're surrounded by our city. Just steps away from incredible theater and music venues like the Bill Graham Civic Auditorium and the Orpheum, groundbreaking tech companies like Twitter and Dolby, and old guard standards like the Main Library and our magnificent City Hall. We promise that Mo Greens will deliver the finest cannabis dispensary experience you can find, and we look forward to hosting you soon. Mo Greens combines old-school San Francisco charm with unparalleled customer service, creating a truly elite cannabis experience. Go to mogreens.com to plan your visit.
Hey. So much happened during the break. There was a lot of things going
John
on.
John bounced a lot. It was weird.
Oh, am I bouncing?
Alicia joined us when we saw the commercial for Mo Greens, and it's in San Francisco.
That's what I hear.
And it seems like a very fun place to go. And you said you've done something like that?
Yeah, not specifically Mo Greens, but in San Francisco, I hit one of those lounges
Is
where they
like
let you smoke.
Is it like the Amsterdam model?
They sold some stuff outside in the store, and then you can go sit in the lounge, and I think you can, like, they were closing, so I had to just rip
and
run.
You don't smoke in the store, you're like in an adjacent room.
Yeah, but it's set up like a cafe. Yeah, yeah.
It's
yeah.
probably some loophole that they got around that's like, well, you're in two separate storefronts.
Right, we're not selling
so
it
here. So it's okay, yeah.
Oh, and there's no alcohol involved, because that's usually the big catch at places.
Right.
Yeah. Not having both.
When I was in Amsterdam, I found only one place that let you smoke weed, had alcohol, and serve food.
Interesting.
That's what I was chasing.
Like how strip
clubs. I didn't have to get up at all.
A lot of like strip clubs won't have full nudity if there's also alcohol.
Yeah, if you're going bottoms up,
into that.
Bottoms on, baby.
There was a rule in that
New York too. Yeah. There was a rule.
Bottoms up, bottoms. I got them.
There's a law in New York about you had to have at least 60% of your floor space go to something else to get some tax break if you were a strip club.
Oh,
so there was like
that's a lot.
But there were strip clubs. Do you remember that strip club in New York that was a comedy venue for half of it? But like 60% of it was a comedy venue, and you'd do shows for like two people, and then rammed into the 40% were like so many strippers with customers.
Oh, so simultaneously, like there's a comedy show and strippers.
Yes, it had to be like 60% of the floor. So there was like a wall dividing it, but like everyone was there just to see tits, and like two people were there to hear shitty stand-up jokes.
My gym was one of those places. It was 60% of gym, 40% of strip club. How awesome would that be? I would be fucking working out like 4 hours a day.
Yeah, that's the trouble with strip clubs is you have to sit still.
Right, if I can work out.
Everything's gonna be fine.
I'm just picturing you on the row machine getting a lefty. I mean, I'm not actually picturing it.
Yeah, not yet. You're welcome,
that is
audience.
A great idea, though.
Someone's gonna draw some fan art of that right now.
Please do.
Put it on DeviantArt.
Put it, file it under Gabrus on DeviantArt. Oh, yeah.
I miss DeviantArt.
I'm big on there.
So John Gabrus and Alison Becker are here, and Alicia's here as well to do the pot topics. But before that, I want to ask everybody here at the table a couple of questions under the segment we call Marijuana Know Something.
This is exciting.
All right, I'm ready today. I feel good about it.
Okay, I don't feel good about this at all. What do female dragonflies do to avoid sex? And I don't know the answer.
They don't shave their legs.
I don't know the answer.
They eat a big dinner?
I just know that, like, after they have sex, the female eats the dude's head, right? But that's after
praying mantis.
Sex.
Is that?
I think it's also dragonflies. I'm pretty sure I've seen this happen before.
I think it's most species.
Yeah, let's face it.
This might, yeah.
Am I right?
But to avoid sex.
Oh, I keep hitting my knee on this table. I am so
a dragonfly.
Yeah. That's all right.
A dragonfly. Maybe it like rubs in some gross shit or something. I'm just trying to think of what an insect has access to.
It buries itself. That's my guess. It goes underground.
Maybe it deliberately gets eaten.
Instead of having sex, it just gets eaten.
I
mean, yeah, sounds familiar.
Just not in the mood.
They would stop. They would. There wouldn't
be just
any
eat
more
dragonflies. All right, fine. You can bite my head off. No fucking though.
Maybe it's not like bites the head off to avoid it. Maybe it's just like takes a little nibble. So like just like bites his ear off. Just,
oh, it's like foreplay.
Yeah. But like a little too far, where he's like, oh fuck.
Wow.
Right.
Could it be that it just crosses its legs?
Oh, wow. Yeah.
You know, could it just be something old-fashioned?
Yeah. It just tucks in its tail. Do you know the
answer?
Could
it just be that it just says, no, thank you, sir?
I don't think.
And no, wait, you don't know the
it's
answer?
On the next card, but I don't get to know.
No, I mean, yes, the answer is available, but
we're
he just doesn't know.
We're talking about what could happen.
I don't know. It would be weird if I knew the answer and just sat here acting like I was...
yeah.
Guessing, but I do not know the answer. That's my answer. Something simple like that. It says it has a headache. Is a good one.
Yeah.
I don't know what the fuck this thing is.
That is
a tube on a necklace.
Yeah. Exactly.
Oh, it's a necklace?
Yeah, you can put your joint in there, and then. Put that there, and then put
and then
this
go
around
to a
your
golf
neck.
Club.
Yeah, put that around your neck, and no one asks you questions about it, which is cool. None of your friends wonder.
And I just say it's a small log. I'm a fan of Twin Peaks. Yeah, it's not at all practical. Here's another
one. I thought it was nunchucks.
It had like a creepy
look
to it somehow.
When I picked it up, I thought it was going to be like nunchucks, and I was hyped. Like, spin it,
oh,
smoke
and
it.
And here I was like, where is the Venn diagram of like nunchucks fans and cannabis fans? And then I was like,
it's
oh,
a
here
circle.
It is. Right here.
This one is, you're supposed to hang it around your neck. You know,
oh, that's
but you
cool.
can't, you gotta finish the bowl. You can't
yeah,
really
gonna fall
take
out.
A couple hits and then have that dangling around.
Oh, yeah, you're gonna get like resin stains on your shirt.
Doesn't seem
yeah.
like a good idea.
But this one is way better than this one because I couldn't tell you who gave me this. But Tommy Chong gave me this.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Do you wear it around your neck?
So this has, I just put it here.
It's art.
It's just here on this table all the time. Sometimes it falls on the floor.
Thank you, Tommy.
Every 10th or 11th episode, I'll tell the guests that Tommy Chong gave us that.
Is it a sign the episode's going good when you tell the guests that, or is it one of your rescue?
I think it was his way of saying
no,
that we should have
brought
guests.
No, I just...
We're so sorry we didn't bring you anything. It's kind of fucked up that you're saying it in a passive-aggressive way.
Here, I have a vape pen that I got at a Jash General.
I have some lip balm. Do you want some lip balm?
I just want to know what the hell dragonflies do.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's right. We never found out.
That's what we have to do.
Oh,
now.
I forgot. Okay, now I got to try get myself to care again. Okay, I care. What's the answer?
I care.
Oh, my God.
I didn't look. I could have looked. I didn't look.
I'm nervous.
They fake their own deaths.
Oh. You were the closest.
I was closest by saying
I said bury themselves.
Die.
That's pretty close.
That's
they throw themselves
their
a funeral.
Own death.
They throw
they
themselves a funeral.
Their own
that's how elaborate it is. That's
they
how little.
They fake their deaths. I wonder how they do it.
Those prude fucks. Just, I'd rather die than fuck you. I've heard that a few times.
God, can you imagine having to say to someone, come on, I know you're alive.
Just fuck me. I know that's you're alive. Sick
of me. I know you're living.
Sir, you have to leave this cemetery.
No.
All right, that was great. Let's do another one.
Objectively, okay. That was great.
Yeah. Marijuana, know something?
Is it another like animal sex fact?
The US Air Force, so yes, is the largest air force in the world.
That's the end of the card.
Yes?
The kid, okay. Is the kid from Jerry Maguire your writer?
How much does it weigh? No, what is...
What am I talking about?
How much does the Air Force weigh? Now, what is the second largest Air Force in the world?
Oh.
So what country has the second largest Air Force after our gigantic Air Force?
My guess is...
Yeah, that's what we're doing, I'm guessing. Yeah.
Well, no, I'm saying I don't know the answer. Okay, okay. My guess... Actually, fuck it. No, I know this.
It's not, do you a
guess
know it?
It's not a guess anymore.
Okay.
The answer is, I don't know what I'm talking about. I'm so panicked. The Royal Air Force, the British.
British Royal Air Force. That's a good guess.
I would say they're the most, like...
It's the only other one I know.
Yeah, I mean, they're a prestigious one. I don't know. But they are a small country.
Mm-hmm. True.
What was your guess?
Oh, I'm just trying to think, because it's always like a trick question. So I don't want to say England or Canada.
It feels
too
obvious.
I couldn't see that if I tried. So I want to guess like...
Iceland.
Ooh.
Which is like a teeny tiny country. It would never be.
Yeah.
But like,
that's why it's a crazy question. You can see the question all you want. The answer's on the next card.
I can see the answer.
What?
Can you really?
No way.
Yeah, it says Britain.
You can't
Great Britain. England. It says one of those. I can see it, but not well.
It either says this one word, it's two words.
It's one of these two completely different words that are both.
It might just
guess.
Say UK, actually.
Yeah. Oh, to be fair. That's
I'm
my answer.
Guess.
Germany.
And like, I don't want to say Germany or Russia. Like, they all seem. What's like a weird
okay, we're
one?
Okay, up to
that
like 10 or 12 things you
what
don't want to say.
What about
Let's
Japan?
Just say anything and move on.
That's a good one. The Philippines. The Philippines.
Japan.
I'm changing it.
The Japan. Japan is a good guess.
The Japan?
The Japan.
Philippines is my final answer.
Japan. But we're not approaching this like it's a trick question.
Exactly.
So I'm changing my answer to Rhode Island.
It's got to be.
No, it's funny because it's a small state.
But it's got to be something weird. Oh, it's got to be something unexpected.
Whoa.
Do you want to fight? Oh, I saw the smoke and you brushed off your pants and I thought it was all combined at first.
Super cash.
I've never seen anyone like,
I feel like when you
on
said,
fire on this show.
You should
actually.
Have smoked this pipe.
The Knights of Puppy. Let's do it.
That
when
is a good
like,
thinking pipe.
And then you went to think, right?
It was his like judge pipe.
Yeah, we got that too.
From High
Court. Oh, no, they're different. Pipe. I take that back.
We got them both. We got all the pipes. Every kind you could want.
I don't think I have a guess on this.
Okay, so you're going to give us 10 things it's not, and then not even say one.
Just throw one in.
Just say a country. You had 10 non-guesses.
It's gotta be something weird. Why would the answer just be...
I'm gonna say...
England or Japan or something.
Scotland.
There we go.
There's the trick question.
You have guess, Allison.
Philippines.
Not right.
Well, that was your guess.
Based on nothing. I know nothing.
Okay. Here we go. You guys ready to get mad?
Sorry, I keep touching my mic.
That's okay. Is that okay?
I'm gonna go.
Well,
he likes it.
More touching? Okay.
What is it?
God damn it.
What is
it? Oh boy.
Here, let me read it.
Why?
Because I don't want to say it to me. I wanna break it to myself easy.
She deserves that. I get that.
Let me just repeat.
I can wrap my head around
repeat.
That motion. I can wrap my head around that motion.
Let me just repeat the phrasing of this question.
Oh, is it a fucking trick question?
It sure is.
Fuck.
The U.S. Air Force is the largest air force in the world. What is the second largest?
Oh, that's cool. That, I didn't get that.
It's the U.S.
Navy. We're just going to get everyone's reactions to it first.
Wait, can I read it now?
Oh. Yeah, U.S.
That's
Navy.
That's not fair because we're high. That's
you cheated. Fair. You got me high.
Now I want to know who is right when it comes to which is third.
Yeah, what? Yeah.
And it better not be the goddamn Marines.
You want to ask one of these 10 research teams you have working full time right off camera?
We even our producer, he's not here right now.
He
would be on his computer figuring it out.
Oh, fucking A.
But he's out there making deals.
Oh, well, then that's
make
okay.
A deal.
He's on with Mo Green's demanding his payment.
There's a lot of dogs out there today. Have you experienced that yet? I'm just informing you.
Life? I think
it's just, no, specifically in this building.
I only saw one dog on the way to
there's
the studio.
There's two, but one of them's shy.
I saw one, well, and I saw depends. One yesterday.
I told the one I saw that I loved him.
I saw a dog yesterday.
I'm a dog a day kind of guy.
I'm
cool,
set.
Cool, okay.
I get it.
Let's do some pot topics.
Yeah, let's do pot that.
Topic.
So, Martha Stewart. Has that cannabis show with Snoop Dogg? Have you guys
yes.
ever seen it?
I've not seen it, but I have heard of it.
I haven't either, but it's on my to-do list.
It's a cooking show.
Yeah.
Yeah. They don't
Snoop
smoke on it.
Snoop and Martha's potluck
dinner
party.
Get it? Potluck.
Yeah, they play games with the guests, and they, you know, they drink, because that's allowed, and they eat, but Snoop just alludes to smoking. He doesn't actually do
does
it
he ever
camera.
Allude that she smoked as well?
Yeah, they both do. Mm-hmm. Like, right. She's pretty open about
oh,
it.
Oh, she game.
And so now Martha Stewart is partnering with this Canadian company called Canopy Growth Corp, which is this huge company, and she wants to make CBD products, and she's going to start with pet products.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I like that. I like that. That's wonderful.
So, you know, good for her.
I guess her.
Rachel Ray still does dog food. Maybe they could... team up.
I'm so trained that I'm trying to figure out what the question you asked was, and I realize it is not a question.
Can you imagine yeah. if I
I'm like trying to answer
stuff?
It, and I'm like, why can't I answer this question? It's like, oh, because it was a statement.
No, she just is going to tell us some news, and you say true or false.
Oh. Wait.
True.
For real? Oh,
no.
That is true.
No, just say true every time, and you win. You sound really smart.
It's always true.
Do you remember when I met you
today? Watch the news with your family. You're just like, true. That's true.
I met Allison today for the
true
first time, and
news.
I'm like, hey, I just want to warn you like what my job is on the show, because I think sometimes people get freaked out when I just come in, and I'm like, here's these numbers and these names and these places. And so I like explain it, and now you guys are re-freaking her out on the one day I did such a good job of like,
she really
hey,
did. She really did. I was like, that's a really good
I
idea.
I wasn't there for that.
Okay, but before we go to break, Allison, answer the question.
True. Is it true or is it false?
True is correct.
All
yes,
right.
You guys
yeah.
did it. There thank you, go. Alicia. Great job. Keep the pod topics coming. And
topic.
We have to go to another break, and we'll be right back.
Hey everybody, have you heard about our new show, Doing Doug with Dabs? It's me, Alicia, and Taylor hanging out and doing dabs after tapings of some of the regular shows. Sometimes we'll invite a guest, sometimes it'll just be us. The show drops a couple times a month and is exclusive to members of our 420 Club on Patreon. Want to unwind with us after getting Doug with High? Head over to patreon.com/gettingdug and sign up today. It supports this show, and in return, we'll send you a signed blue card, read your name during one of the shows, and you'll get early access to our pre-taped episodes. Pretty great. Check out patreon.com/gettingdug to join today.
Hey, we're back. We're back, and we're having a great time with Allison Becker and John Gabris, and joined by the Dab Master General of the Southern California states. Doesn't make any sense. It's Taylor Rizzo.
That's me.
Rizzo in some circles. Oh, applause.
Thanks, guys. They went to clapping school.
Did everybody
I
applaud
think this
when...
this contraption.
Anyway.
Forget it.
Well, yeah, did we applaud when Alicia gave
I don't think so.
Oh, this is for Alicia. Yeah. So. This is for Alicia. Thank you. True.
I feel like applause for Taylor.
Yeah.
Oh, love it.
I'll know next time.
So Taylor, what was the breakdown? I know people are dying to have this answered of the biggest Air Forces. So it's U.S. is one and two with the Air Force and the Navy.
And then it's Russia, and then Israel, and then India, and then the Royal Air Force is fifth.
See? Okay. I was right.
So you were right.
I did read the card.
You top fived it. None of that was on my card. But what I do have on my card is your plugs. It's just you got your last name on Twitter.
Yeah, upgrade.
Right?
Yeah.
That's neat.
I'm at Gabrus.
Anybody with a short thing on Twitter, I'm always impressed by that they got that word. Like, isn't Cher just Cher? I think she nailed it.
Early adopter.
Yeah. The podcast is called High and Mighty. And you also have another podcast?
Yeah, I have a bunch of them
Action Boys?
Action Boys.
What's Action Boys?
Actionboys.biz. It's a podcast hosted by three cis hetero white straight males, and we discuss action movies. It's finally a podcast where three guys talk about movies, specifically action movies of our youth from the late 70s through the mid 90s.
Okay.
Yeah.
That sounds like fun. Please check it out.
There are free episodes of Action Boys in the High and Mighty stream if you don't want to cough up from the Patreon just yet.
Who are the other Action Boys?
Ben Rogers and Ryan Stanger.
Yeah, where's your applause now? Just saying your friend's name.
I just felt so uncomfortable. I was like, do they want me to talk about them? They must, right?
Right, guys, right. Everything's a question.
Hi. Hello.
Allison has a new podcast series called Obsession. You can subscribe on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
True.
What happens in Obsession?
Obsession is about when people's love and lust for someone else turns goes a little too far and turns into an obsession.
Oh.
Sometimes it's between strangers, sometimes between coworkers or whatever.
I love that shit.
Yeah, and we're talking about something called limerence, which is when someone has like an obsession on another person. And it could be like even a total stranger when you're like just become obsessed with someone. And it's a condition that people get.
Do you have it? Are you obsessed?
How do you get diagnosed with the condition?
Let me rephrase that. First of all, do you want to get diagnosed?
You trying to?
I'm just trying to find out who I am.
Oh, okay. You don't need a prescription in LA anymore. You don't have to come up with this weird shit like
yeah,
I have limerence.
Give you weed.
Is there a doctor that I have to go to?
Doctor, I have limerence. I'm obsessed with strangers. Can I have some weed to make me chill out?
Sure.
It's on the short list of medical reasons. Yeah.
I think it would work, maybe.
Yeah.
Somebody's obsessed, just have some weed.
Yeah, chill out.
That makes you focus.
Yeah, you'll forget. Be like, what was I obsessed with?
Make some better at it? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Think a little focused. You're like, yeah, I am obsessed.
And I don't mind sitting in this tree for hours.
It's actually pretty cool.
It's pretty lovely.
Allison, you also wrote and starred in a short film called Control that played at a whole bunch of festivals, won 11 awards, and now people can just see it for free on, how do you pronounce it, Vimeo?
On Vimeo.
Vimeo.
Yeah, true.
Yes. I always want to say Vimeo or something.
Class it up a little bit.
Vimeo. But that's cool. How long is this short?
14 minutes.
Oh, perfect.
Sounds like heaven.
I was like, that is the number you can say that'll let me watch
yep.
it.
Yeah.
Excellent work. Yeah, that's a really doable number. I always appreciate the shorter shorts when I'm seeing like a program of shorts at a film festival. Just got back from South by Southwest.
Mm-hmm.
If I could, conference and festival drop. I saw a ton of movies.
But yeah, those like 29-minute short films. I'm just like,
When you're in watching a bunch of shorts in a row, when like an 11-minute one pops up, you're like,
yeah.
This is like a fucking breath of fresh air.
Or those 3-minute ones that are like not even that good, where you're just like, I loved it. It was 3 minutes.
That was a Coke commercial I played before.
Were you consistently?
I really liked that short film.
In these festivals, did you play like in a certain category? everywhere?
Yeah, usually dark comedy.
Dark comedy,
a lot.
Or like, yeah. Or like, so you'd be like in the batch of the ones that were considered more crazy, or
yeah.
Like midnight, or like that's what they do at South by, is they've got the midnight shorts. Those shorts are like, look out! And like when the lady introduced it, she was like, you know, you know, I can't take responsibility for the madness that you're about to endure. Hey, you know?
Good luck, assholes.
Yeah, she was acting like shit was gonna get really crazy. And it was, there were a bunch of, you know, they're horror shorts based for the most part, so they are scary, but, or, you know, weird. But Josh Fadem had a funny one about a guy who goes on a date, so he puts a bunch of rocks in his pants. And, yeah, it goes from there. It's very strange.
I'm interested already.
Yeah.
71 minutes.
but there was like, in the horror category, or the midnight category, they tended to be leaner, like, because they kind of tended to be like, set up, some sort of punchline.
Right, right.
Yeah. Or scare, and it's over, you know. And, yeah, we saw like 11 of them in one sitting.
Wow.
One day at the Midnight Shorts program, and...
It's a lot. Some of them were very cool. Yeah, and
like it's amazing how much effort is going into these films that there's a good chance, you know, no one will see it really.
Yeah.
But then when people do see them, like Control, you can do other things now, right? It's a good calling card.
Yeah, it is.
For the next thing.
Yeah, I just found out today we were Vimeo staff pick of the month. I don't know. We were Vimeo staff pick. Thank you.
Staff pick of the century. I think they do that now.
That's what it was. It's been long enough.
Let's aim for the fucking stars.
Yeah, they really, really do it up.
I'm really enjoying this pipe, I find.
It suits you.
Take it home with him.
It makes you, you've been more thoughtful since you've been using that.
It's both regal and goofy.
Yeah,
like,
it's perfect.
That's one of the nicest things anyone has ever said to me. Definitely the sweetest thing you ever said to me. Maybe ever of all my friends.
You're a real King Ralph over there.
Yo, I saw that movie in the theaters for my birthday with like 7 friends.
I don't do
it. It was like my 10th birthday or whatever. I remember me and my friends were like,
a crowd
"This movie
of
sucks."
King Ralph.
All my friends were like, "What is this movie sucks, man?" I'm like, "I'm sorry. My birthday's in January. All the movies suck."
King Ralph.
That's all of that is true. What you just said. Our next show is going to be on March 26th. There'll be another new one at 12:15 p.m. And, I was going to say that information about the merch store again, because I said it at the beginning and it wasn't at the bottom of the screen. So it's teepublic.com/store/getting-dug-with-high. Oh. My God.
Throw that in like a bio.
Please
or
tell me
tweet
somebody
that.
Did that just on purpose.
That's so
do you know like
it's so
hilarious.
Much for people
you
to have.
You can easily get like gettingdugwithhigh.com/shirts to link to that address.
Easily.
Yeah, we'll look into a better
link. I will work for college credit.
But here's the great part. After that difficult to understand description, I'm gonna do it one more time. Because if you purchase today, there's a special discount. So basically, you'll get a special discount if you figure out what the fuck I'm saying and how to get to it. It's teepublic.com/store/gettingdugwithhigh with dashes in between the words in getting dug with high.
Is that a bad way to say it?
Check
Doug's,
you just say each
check Doug's
yeah,
Twitter.
Yeah,
getting dash dug dash high dash with.
You get really high and then you try to say this.
How about you just tweet that out and you tell these guys to check your Twitter today?
Oh, John, I gotta use my Twitter today. Yeah, I could do
check
that.
My Twitter for I'll be selling Doug shirts.
That's a good
for
idea.
Slice.
Let Daddy get a little slice, a little piece off the top. All
yeah. Right? I don't even know what the special discount is or anything.
Want to do a last minute dab?
Yeah. We're almost down to
it. Oh shit! Yeah.
We're gonna get the signal that we've got 30 seconds left. Do you guys dab? I'm sorry that we didn't offer this sooner.
I have, but I'm good for now. Thank
okay.
you.
Okay, but you'll do it, John.
Yeah, sure.
All right, I'll do this real quick.
All I gotta do is. Work the rest of the day.
Yeah, what does that even mean?
Oh, gorgeous.
Very impressive. tell us about this contraption.
Jesus,
this dab bong.
This is an electronic dab
rig. We'll have John do one as we go out.
Called the Switch by Dr. Dabber.
See you guys next
and
week.
It basically works like a large vape pen that you just add your own concentrates into.
Thanks, Taylor. Hurry, give it to him. Administer.
How do I do this?
When
do
it goes, quickly. When it goes green, hit it. Hit it. No. Just leave that on there.
You don't have to.